This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, as a doctor, I love to watch non-doctors mess up healthcare. It's just so enjoyable, and I'm being facetious with this. I am. And you see this frenzy before an election to do something about it. Do something about what? Oh, we have the opioid crisis. We need to do something about it. Oh, so you're gonna stop heroin and illegal fentanyl coming into the country? No. We're gonna crack down on doctors. Crack down on doctors. Like me, what am I doing? People are overdosing on heroin over there. That's me. What did I do? And the patients. The patients are abusing the drugs. Well, not all patients are. So now let's take a look at what New York wants to do. There's a proposal by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to impose a surcharge on the sale of prescription opioids. Impose a surch. Here we are with penalizing again. The Cuomo administration has brought up a controversial tax as a way to address the role pharmaceutical companies played in the opioid overdose crisis, and said it could bring $100 million to programs to address addiction. But critics are saying the governor is aiming at the wrong target. You're now going after the people who need pain medication. And if it gets too costly or too difficult to get legal pain medication, they're going to probably go for illegal pain medication. The overdose epidemic, they note, is mainly due to illegal opioids and to a lesser extent prescription opioids that may have been stolen. According to Fox News, critics say taxing the medication will adversely affect people who are responsibly taking prescription painkillers under a doctor's supervision. So why are they blamed for what heroin addicts are doing? If enacted, Dr. Jose David, a family physician practicing in Albany, New York would be the first state of the country to impose an excise tax on a prescription medication. He's past president of the New York State Academy of Family Physicians. Worse, it is a tax on some of our most vulnerable patients who rely on these medications to provide needed pain relief to help mitigate suffering. This is going too far. New York should not be taxing medications or other healthcare services to fill a budget hole. So the surcharge was presented in the form of an amendment in the proposed state budget. So the state of New York has a $2.3 billion budget deficit. So, yeah, let's have people in pain take that on. Are they idiots? Cuomo argues that it's largely due to the Trump's administration tax reforms, which on the flip side have taxed the rich and may be encouraging wealthy residents to leave. So they've set up reserves, but this is worse than what we had anticipated, Cuomo said at a state Capitol news conference. The fiscal situation is as serious as a heart attack. Now, apparently a previous attempt by the governor to impose a tax failed when a federal judge declared it unconstitutional last year on the grounds that it barred pharmaceutical companies from passing on the cost to patients. So this year, the governor's revised proposal paves the way for companies to pass on the cost by paying the surcharge to pain patients. Now, they say the economic incidence of this tax imposed by this article may be passed to a purchaser. Now, the Cuomo administration says the purpose is not to target pain patients. They just want to collect opioid resources from the current budget. Costs are expected to be absorbed along the distribution chain, they say, rather than by consumers whose insurance coverage typically insulates them from retail drug costs. Oh, you see what they're saying? Oh, insurance will cover the extra fees. Insurance doesn't cover gently squat. So they say if the tax is enacted, it'll absolutely be passed down to pharmacies and patients, essentially guaranteeing that patients' access to life-saving medications will be jeopardized. Life-saving is a narcotic life-saving? Well, if you're thinking about killing yourself because of the pain, yeah. Yeah, I'll put narcotics in the quote-unquote, with quotes, life-saving category. Patients will be unable to purchase their prescriptions, or pharmacies will be unable to stock them since neither can afford and absorb the tax. Now, some of you think, well, come on, is the tax just 5 cents, 10 cents? We don't know how much it is. So, we've already, as doctors, been doing a lot to decrease narcotic use. Now, me, I haven't been practicing medicine in my office. I left my practice years ago. I've been doing telemedicine, and on telemedicine, you don't give narcotics. So I technically haven't written a narcotic in over 3 years. In terms of prescription amounts, I think the scare tactics used have worked, and a lot of doctors are not writing, you know, 120 pills. They're writing maybe 30, which is something I did. That wouldn't be a change on my end. They're also checking to see if somebody's doctor hopping and things like that, doctor shopping. All right, all right. So we've made progress there. But the opioid-related deaths keep rising. More and more people are dying of opioid-related deaths every year. So when is somebody going to wake the hell up and go, going after the doctors isn't really fixing the situation? Now, the argument to that, the devil's advocate argument is, well, we're not going to notice that effect for a few years. All right? All these people that were addicted because of previous prescription mishaps, we're going to see the effects a few years from now. Maybe. But, I mean, I'm no fortune teller. But my guess is people are going to be in pain in the year 2020. People are going to be in pain in the year 2021. People are going to be in pain in the year 2030. And if they can't deal with their pain in one way, they're going to deal with it another. And addictions are going to exist. Now we're having people, you know, getting addicted to pot. So I'm not that optimistic. 1-877-DOCTOR. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we have an answer line where people can call in, leave their comments or questions. And one of the calls we received, he asked that we don't play it because his son would recognize his voice. But he did want me to address it. And his son has a friend, and I'm kind of paraphrasing. And the son has a friend that he's very, very close to. And the father suspects that his friend is gay. And the boy's a teenager. I think he's like 14, 15 years old. And the father was concerned that this friend of his son could lead his son to homosexuality. And wanted me to discuss the vulnerability of a child's mind at that age in terms of sexuality and what can he do. And I found it to be a fascinating topic. I wish I could let you listen to the clip, but I understand he wants privacy, which is totally fine. So let's summarize what's going on. So you have a parent, has a child. Child's 14, 15, you know, maybe kind of still in the discovery zone for some. For me, I knew my sexuality very early on. I knew as a young tyke, I knew exactly, you know, that I was in love with men. And I just loved men. Maybe it's because I couldn't stand my mom, you know, and I thought my dad and my grandpa and, you know, was like the coolest thing ever. I don't know. Maybe it's because I didn't like my sister. But I just always had an affinity to men. And, but yeah, some people that aren't sure, they're not sure, and that's just not something that, you know, preoccupies their thoughts, and which is normal at that age. And so this isn't the first time I've been asked where if somebody can quote unquote turn gay or straight or whatever based on their first sexual interaction. And, parents are obviously on guard and protective. Not so much because, you know, they don't want their child, you know, becoming homosexual or heterosexual or whatever. But it's the idea that somebody could be introducing them to sex. So if the reason why I bring this up is in order to move forward and be able to talk to your son and have open conversations and be open to his choice of sexuality, etc., you need to really figure out deep down what's bothering you about this. Is it bothering you that he has a friend that you are looking at out the outside that is trying to seduce him? Now, that would bother me as a parent no matter what sexual orientation. If I had a daughter and there was a guy kind of hanging around, I'd be like, oh, hell no, you're out of here, no. And I would be very blatant about it. Same thing, you know, with my boys and girls, and, you know, I'd be like, what are you doing over here? Oh, hi, just kind of hanging out with your son. Mm-hmm. Y'all doing homework? Oh, no, we're just going to kind of hang out. Mm-hmm. Out of here. Go bounce. Kick rocks. I'm protective of my kids in terms of, especially when they were younger. You know, I just didn't want, you know, I just didn't want the kids going there if they didn't have to. And especially not in my house. Now it's going to happen. These kids, they are, you know, evolutionarily programmed and instinctively programmed to mate when they're teenagers, even though in society now we want them to go to college, but that's not the way things were in caveman days. There wasn't college. They made babies when they were 14, 15, 16, whatever. So one is are you concerned that there is somebody that you think has some ulterior motives? That is distressing. Then there's the concept of, all right, do you want your child to engage in any sexual activity, whether it be heterosexual or homosexual? And then there's the topic of, you know, will your child be goaded? Could he be, quote unquote, goaded into a homosexual relationship? So from a medical standpoint and from homosexuality, usually, like I said, like with me, I knew who I was attracted to. A heterosexual, homosexual, they know who they're attracted to fairly early on. And it's not a choice. You know, everybody says, well, you know, somebody chose to be gay. Somebody chose to be straight. Somebody chose to be your affinity to somebody. Okay? You know, is many times from within. Now, yes. Can you learn to love somebody? If I was stuck on an island and the only man on the island was Chow from a hangover, yeah, I would probably end up mating with him. Yeah. But, you know, we're talking remote cases. And I mean, I have no desire to be with Chow. I would rather be with Michael Fassbender. Okay. Oh, my husband. I'd rather be with my husband. Oh, yeah. I forgot my husband may listen to the show. Only my husband. No Michael Fassbender. That was a typo. Typo in the script. Typo. Okay. I don't have a script, but that's okay. Don't tell him. Yeah, somebody messed up my script. They're like Anchorman, okay? Like San Diego Anchorman? Yeah, okay. So to think that somebody in one's high school can change somebody to, you know, be homosexual from then on out or heterosexual. I mean, think about anybody who's been gay. And I have a lot of family members who are gay. Their first boyfriend or girlfriend might have been a heterosexual relationship. Did that win them over? No. I can't tell you how many people I dated who ended up becoming gay. Dating me didn't make them heterosexual for life. So, I was a good girl. Maybe I should have slept with them. Maybe, I don't know. But that's neither here nor there. So, in terms of your, proclivity, is that the word for it? What you're, you know, more inclined to be? That's almost, I think, predetermined. Now, in terms of somebody bringing up sex to your child, if your child is 14 or 15, you have every right as a parent to intervene. Every right. I don't think teenagers should be sexually active. Sorry if I'm old school, but if I had a daughter who was 16 and there was a 16-year-old boy hanging around the house, again, I would tell him to kick rocks. If I had a 16-year-old boy, and there was a 16-year-old boy hanging around a lot, and I thought that they might get sexually active, again, kick rocks. I do not like the idea of kids having sex. I think it takes a huge... You have to really be committed to a relationship, and you need to be committed to months of heartache if things go wrong, or lifelong STD that you might get, or baby. I think it's a huge responsibility. And parents going, oh, no, well, kids are going to be kids, and kids have sex, and that's fine. No. If you don't want your child having sex, you have every right to intervene. Every right. Or if you think somebody's trying to seduce your child, absolutely. Now, what do you do? How do you intervene? Well, one is you have to have a conversation with the child, okay? And talk to them about sex. Talk to them about how, you know, there's a chance that might be brought up. Okay, you know, you might not be ready for that. There's diseases out there. I bring out the textbooks. I show the kids pictures of textbooks. Now, of course, my kids usually, before I get the book, go, Mom, gosh, this is embarrassing, Mom. I'm like, shut the hell up and listen. You sit down and you talk to them. You know, and say, look, I like the kid. Kid's a good kid. Looks like he cares about you a lot. But, you know, I'm seeing, you know, there may be an attraction there. And if that's not something you want, you need to know because you don't want to lead somebody on. Or if you think you are attracted to him or her, you know, that's something you might want to talk about. But take things slow. The other thing is if you think somebody, so one is you need to be on the side of your child and make sure you and your child have open lines of communication. The next thing is if you think your child is next to a predator or somebody who is predatory, you go to that kid's parents. Or you go to the kid's school. You have to protect your child. And if you think somebody older than your child is trying to talk them into sex or doing something wrong, you go all mama or papa bear on their butt. That's it. I tried to clean that up, okay? You have every right. Oh, I'm going to embarrass my kid, and my kid's going to leave, and he's going to kill himself, and he's going to... First of all, if your child gets involved in a relationship that can hurt him, or drugs, or whatever, there's more of a suicide risk with that than you protecting him early on. And again, if you think your child is at suicide risk, they need to be seeing a counselor. If it's something that you can't handle, you get them in with counseling right away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Thursday on Capitol Hill.
Mr. Ambassador, you are recognized for your opening statement.
Yield?
I will not yield. Mr. Ambassador, you
are. Yield because you just made some things about
will,
all of us that I think
will,
we all should get the opportunity
not,
to respond to.
I will
We're
not
say
yield.
We think you ought to allow us to speak of what
you
we think.
You can use your 5 minutes to speak. You attacked me in your opening statement, and I responded.
I have not had an opportunity to respond at all, especially to your statements of what we think, because no one over here thinks that.
That exchange on Capitol Hill as Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee on Thursday demanded Adam Schiff step down as chairman over the California Democrats' repeated claims to have evidence of the president working with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. More than a million private wells are at risk due to massive flooding across the Midwest. Groundwater in 10 states is threatened by bacteria and industrial contamination that was picked up by floodwaters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got some new rules with mammograms, all right? I got to actually go for my mammogram and ultrasound in about an hour. Lord have mercy. Not really excited about that. Hour and a half, maybe 2 hours? 2 hours from now? I don't know. Now I got two of them, so my timing is off. Always have to double everything, right? Usually when I go in for a mammogram, they'll schedule like a half hour, and then I'll be in there for an hour, and they're like, you know, it's a lot of tissue. I'm like, I know, sorry. I usually get charged 1.5 times or 2 times. I'm like, sorry, guys. You know, I really would love to be a B cup. I was a B cup, I think, in the second grade. I miss those days. But Remember I told you guys when it came to mammograms that years ago, we're talking maybe a decade, decade and a half ago, if a woman had dense breasts on mammograms, you should probably get an ultrasound. And mammograms may not be picking everything up. And I believe in California, there had been some lawsuits in the early 2000s of things getting missed. And so in California, many of the doctors just automatically did an ultrasound. You just automatically would get a breast ultrasound every time you did a mammogram. And so I would kind of start doing the same thing. And then my gynecologist would do the same thing here in Nevada. And so, because I live in Nevada. And I just noticed that we would just be, you know, a little bit more aggressive. Because if somebody had dense breasts, then the mammogram wasn't easy to read as somebody who's like 75 years old. And as the ducts, D-U-T-C-S, ducts, and a lot of the breast tissue and mammary glands start to, I don't want to use the word dissolve, but start to, you know, go away and get replaced by fat, the mammogram increases its sensitivity. But the younger you are, the more dense you are, the more difficult. You know, people say, well, obese women have, you know, a higher chance of breast cancer. They may have a higher chance of breast cancer, being that fat is hormone-producing and estrogenic. But also, the bigger you are, the more difficult this is, the more difficult it is to see the, you know, to get diagnosed. And so I wonder if there's studies or an argument where somebody could possibly be at a higher stage breast cancer if they have bigger, more dense breasts. So the FDA has now proposed new rules that will require mammogram centers to tell women more about how dense breast tissue can affect their health and increase their cancer risk. And the proposal aims to identify breast cancer risks earlier. Now, apparently we have a Mammography Quality Standards Act of 1992. And I guess this new proposed rule on mammography, for the first time under federal rules, say that women receive information about their breast density to better inform their healthcare decisions. So rather than just being told, okay, mammogram, good, if your breasts are dense, it's going to say so. Which is kind of something that most mammogram centers have already been doing for a while. So, according to USA Today, women with dense breasts will be notified that they are at a higher risk of developing breast cancer and that X-ray results aren't always as accurate for them because tumors can go undetected behind the dense breast tissue. Some states already require centers to do this. So they say more than half of women over the age of 40 in the U.S. have dense breasts. And the FDA, now we're talking over the age of 40, and the FDA language will tell women if they should consider more imaging tests or talk to their doctor about the mammogram results. So it's not saying everybody gets an ultrasound. But what this is going to help you or I is if we need insurance to cover the ultrasound, if that radiologist says dense breasts, it works. Now, well, still, the statistics are 1 in 8 women. 1 in 8 women has an incidence of, or the incidence is 1 of 8 women. And the American Cancer Society now recommends women age 45 to 54 go for mammograms every year. And if you're over 55, go every 2 years. The FDA proposal now is open for public comment for 90 days, then will undergo another review before becoming final. Now, a lot of you guys are out there going, oh my gosh, you know, wasn't Breast Cancer Awareness Month back in October? Why are we talking about the boobs again? Well, we have to talk about the boobs, okay? These health awareness months are nice, but my problem is a once a year thing doesn't really cut it. There's a lot of people out there that blow things off, and boy, does a year go by fast. A year goes by very fast the older you get. Life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the center, the faster it rolls. It's very easy for a woman or man or whatever to just let things slide. And I'm, you know, kind of having issues with people who blow things off and then all of a sudden they go, oh my gosh, I'm a stage 2 or I'm a stage 3 cancer. You can't blow things off like that. You know? And men get breast cancer too. So if you got real dense breast tissue pecs, you know, this could be about you too if you're, you know, feeling kind of left out. isn't there International Women's Day coming up? Why don't we have a holiday for men? I would love a holiday. I would love us to honor men. I know that's not a very, very, you know, popular thing. But I was looking at pictures, old pictures. My aunt found some old pictures of my dad and grandpa. And I don't want to cry, but they were good guys. You know, there's a lot of good guys out there. My hubby's a good guy. I got some friends who are good guys. And so, you know, if anybody wants to have a International Man's Day or Man's Week, you know, I'm not that opposed to it. I love that we have Women's Month and all these, you know, I love that we, you know, celebrate cultures and all that. But, you know, we just keep, you know, bagging on the guys. And I just am not a real fan of that. And I think, you know, society is okay with this whole anti-man attitude we have these days, because they say, oh, well, you know, man has had it easy this whole time. You know, men have gotten to be president. Men have gotten to have, you know, be doctors and pilots and have all these roles. And it's taken, you know, a long time for women to reach equality. And mind you, I am very, very grateful for my, you know, foremothers and all their great work they've done to fight for equality. But, you know, have guys always had it good? In the Civil War, who had to go to war and get shot while the women could stay home? The guys. World War One, World War Two. Even though I would, like, want to suit up, I'd be like, all right, you know, give me a gun, let me go out over there. You know, let me shoot some Nazis. I would have probably, you know, binded the breasts and tried to, you know, I would have joined. Oh, big time. Big time. No, no, you're a woman. You need to, you know, be in the factories. I'd be like, oh, hell no. Let me get out there. And some women were in the military too, but I was like, no, you get me on the front line, baby, front line. Let me get my family out of there. Save people, get out. And then, men have had it easy. Let's look at Titanic. Did the men have it easy on Titanic? No. You know, just, I really think we need to kind of stop this whole bagging on, you know, one person versus the other. If we're really going for equality, and we're really going for, you know, guys, we're going to be colorblind, we are not going to, you know, make racist comments or be prejudiced or, you know, then, I mean, we need to then follow that to a T. When I watch TV shows or movies that rip on, you know, certain demographics that they think is okay because they're not the demographics that have always gotten, unfortunately, you know, ripped on, that's not okay either. Nobody should be bagged on. I just saw Captain Marvel. And, you know, Captain Marvel kind of, it was a good movie, but it kind of had an anti-man theme a little bit, you know. And, you know, I don't think we have to go there, people. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So an energy drink was banned after it was discovered to contain Viagra. Now, I thought we tried to stop this. Oh, people were vaping Viagra. They were vaping Viagra. Now energy drinks are trying to have erectile dysfunction medications in them. So a man, according to The Guardian, drank a Power Natural High Energy Drink SX. And it's a product made in Zambia. And he ended up with a six-hour erection. Turns out the drink contained Viagra. According to The Guardian, the ban followed a complaint from the country, oh, the beverage is banned. And the country's medicine regulator in December suggested the Power Natural High Energy Drink SX had been spiked with the erectile dysfunction drug Viagra. That would be an expensive drink. The Uganda National Drug Authority said in a letter dated December 28th that it made similar findings after a customer complained of constant sweating and nearly a six-hour erection. Zambia ordered the manufacturer to withdraw the drink after tests showed that it contained sildenafil citrate, which is the brand name for Viagra. So needless to say, the natural power energy drink SX is very popular among Zambian men. According to The Guardian, these fellows will now have to get their, quote, energy from another source. You know, people are very creative with trying to mix drinks and you trying to, you know, put things out there and make things, shall we say, have kill two birds with one stone. Careful, people, with careful. Right? Any of these over-the-counter supplements that say it's going to help your erection, it may have, you know, some form of, you know, a PDE5 of phosphodiesterase inhibitor 5. And some of you will say, well, then that's good, Dr. Dahlia. Then I don't have to go to the doctor and pay for Viagra. Don't I want to get more bang for my buck? No, not entirely. You know, you still don't know how safe these medications are. If you take other medications, it can unfortunately accentuate the adverse effects. And, you know, if you are having erectile dysfunction issues, maybe you're having blood flow issues to the penis or blood flow issues to the heart, to the brain. If you have problems with one artery, you're probably having problems with other arteries. So, I'd get it checked out. Now, raising the smoking age to 21. Not as controversial as some people are trying to make it. Apparently, a proposal to raise Washington's smoking and vaping age to 21 passed pretty easily, putting the state on the precipice of becoming the ninth state to make such change. So the bill would raise the legal age for both tobacco products and so-called vape products, including e-cigs and other vapor devices, whether they include tobacco or not. And the measure heads to Governor Jay Inslee, this is Washington State, for signature. He supports the bill. Senate approved it 33-12, passed the House. And they're going to join California, Hawaii, Maine, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Utah, Virginia, and Oregon, who have already raised the smoking age inside their borders. Guam, according to the American Lung Association, supporters say that this measure will help eliminate youth smoking. I don't know if we're going to eliminate youth smoking, but I think it will help. My only caveat to that is anybody in the military, let them smoke. I want our military healthy, but if any of them need that drag to get through what they have to get through, I'm okay with that. Our military has done very, very well. I don't want them addicted to tobacco products, of course, but if anybody is serving our military and they want a beer or they want to smoke, they want to vote, all right, because they're 18, let them do it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of smoking, there's a study that says the risk of getting cancer from drinking just one bottle of wine equates to smoking up to 10 cigarettes a week. If you go through one bottle of wine each week, and some of you guys go through a bottle each night, they are claiming, these scientists, that it is the same amount of cancer risk as smoking, you know, half a pack of cigarettes. This is the first study of its kind, and they found the cigarette equivalent of one bottle of wine to be roughly 10 units. Well, 5 for men, 10 for women. And the risk of cancer from downing 3 bottles of red or white wine each week, or 10 glasses, is much higher. Now, these researchers come from the University Hospital Southampton, NHS Foundation Trust, Bangor University, and the University of Southampton. And they estimated that 10 in 1,000 men would develop cancer at some point in their lives from drinking a bottle of wine each week. Women, 14 out of 1,000. Men are more likely to get GI cancers from drinking. For women, they're more likely to get breast cancer. And they say the risk was much higher for those who drink 3 bottles of wine per week. Now, for some of you going, oh my gosh, I would never drink that much. Well, what happens when you open a bottle of wine? Do you put the cork back in it and stick it back in the fridge? No, you really don't. I've tried that because I don't like to waste anything. And I don't like to drink wine, so I try to save it for the next time I drink wine, which would be probably years from now, and it doesn't taste good. So you crack open a bottle. You cook with it, have some with dinner, have a couple after dinner glasses. You relax, kick back. Very easy to go through a bottle. And then somebody's always like, someone finish a bottle, finish a bottle. So somebody finishes a bottle. So really easy. Not safe, though. The study found 19 out of 1,000 men and 36 out of 1,000 women would eventually develop cancer if they continued to drink that amount. Now, some of you say, you know what, I just have like rum and coke. Well, when you pour your rum or your whiskey or whatever, do you actually level it off to the shot glass that you're, you know, pouring in and using to determine how much alcohol? No. When you pour your alcohol, you probably go a fourth to a third of the way up the glass. That's a couple shots. Those are going to be double whiskey, double vodkas, double rums. So we really underestimate how much alcohol we drink. You know, we say for women, it's more than one drink a day for women. More than one drink. More than two drinks a day for men. That starts moving you into the moderate category. And women will say, well, I just have one glass of wine. Okay, well, how big is that glass? Is it an 8-ounce glass or a 4-ounce glass? All right? These big goblets, no. That's now doubling up your wine, your wine amount. So there's an argument that the majority of you guys listening to the show are over drinkers. Women, just more than one a day. Many of you have more than one an hour. And again, I'm not judging. Now, it's interesting. In France, okay, the Public Health Agency and Institute of Cancer has now launched a national campaign trying to get the French to cut down on their drinking. France has one of Europe's highest rate of consumptions, mostly wine. And they've been asking the French to cut back to 2 glasses a day. Because there was a study showing that a quarter of them consume too much. The Public Health Agency, along with the country's National Institute of Cancer, launched its campaign on Monday to curb the drinking habits of the population. Estonia, Lithuania, and Czech Republic drink more than France. But other than that, French drink more than anybody else. Wine represents a large majority of what they drink, as opposed to rum, vodka, that. And so they're recommending to cut it to 2 glasses a day. Now, from what I understand, the French are upset. Right? Je sais pas. I don't know how to say what. Oui? No, oui is yes. I forget. Quoi? Is it quoi? I'm not sure. I'm going to France this summer, so I gotta bone up on that. So, French handle things a lot differently than America. In America, we go to social media and we, try to get the ACLU involved, whatever. France, I think they're just saying, forget you. And they're just going to drink on the wine. They don't care. Or the sign. Is it the sign? I don't know my geography. I like the French. I really do. They got yummy eats. 1-877-DOT-SOLID. Don't go away.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.